Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. A crash involving a school bus and a pickup truck left a driver and a student injured. It happened in Lower Moreland Township, Montgomery County, last night. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
The pickup truck was actually lodged underneath the bus. Crews had to cut the roof off the truck to get the driver out.
That guy's lucky he's in a truck and not in a car, because he'd be in a lot worse condition if he was in a car, for sure.
That Lower Moreland resident spoke with NBC 10, close to the crash site, County Line Road and Bucksmont Street. It was about 5:30 last night when police say the collision happened. The superintendent of the Lower Moreland Township School District, in a message to families, said it was a late bus run, so there were only a few students on board. First responders checked on them before releasing them to their families. Police say one of the students had minor injuries. Now, the bus driver wasn't hurt, but police say the pickup truck driver, who had to be cut out from the wreckage, was taken to the hospital to get treatment for moderate injuries. County Line Road was closed between Pine and Busselton for hours, but it's now open. In Lower Moreland, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Members of the District Council 33, the city's blue-collar workers union, have overwhelmingly voted to authorize a strike. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
After a week of balloting by the city's largest employees union, the vote is in. 87% authorized their leadership to call a strike if contract talks don't yield a new deal. District Council 33 President Greg Bolwear says that doesn't mean the city's sanitation and water department workers will walk off the job right away, but
I would say we're not going to wait too much longer, but I am going to give the city every opportunity to change their stance on the situation so we can come to a productive solution.
The union has been working without a new contract since the last one expired at the end of June. The union wants a multi-year deal, but Bolwear says the city has offered only a one-year contract so far. He says his union has discussed the possibility of a joint strike with SEPTA's Transport Workers Union, Local 234, who have taken a strike authorization of their own. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA and Transport Workers Union Local 234 wrapped up Thursday's talks without a deal. The union is demanding wage increases and more safety protection for workers. SEPTA has said it would be difficult to provide raises without a transit funding plan from the state. Talks are underway again today. For now, SEPTA service will keep running as usual. A Coatesville man has been sentenced 13 months to 5 years in prison by a Chester County judge for abusing a dog. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
The abuse was described as sickening by Adam Lamb of the Brandywine Valley SPCA, and he called it a miracle that Ava survived her injuries. South Coatesville Police and the SPCA were tipped off in December 2023 that Ava, an American Pit Bull Terrier, was being abused by Curtis Bacon, 34, of Coatesville. Officials found the dog, Ava, malnourished, withdrawn. She had injuries to her left eye, and her rear right leg was missing, apparently recently removed. She was taken to a veterinary veterinary clinic, where they found that, in addition to her other injuries, she had multiple fractures that had healed in abnormal positions. Bacon pled guilty to aggravated cruelty to animals and was sentenced to 13 months to 5 years in prison, as well as restitution. He is also prohibited from owning pets in the future. Officials say Ava has fully recovered, has been adopted, and now walks the streets of Westchester with a new, loving family. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Dick's Sporting Goods has agreed to a settlement with the New Jersey Attorney General's office for legally selling large-capacity ammunition magazines to undercover agents. Under the agreement, Dick's is paying a $46,000 fine. Officials say agents were able to have magazines delivered to a secret address through online purchases with the Field and Stream brand, which Dick's no longer owns. While Dick's does not currently sell guns or ammo, the settlement includes a specific step to follow if the company resumes sales in the future. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.